Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show, and you are listening to CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. Why? Because he helped put the show together. He's helping to make sure that it runs smooth. He's hanging out right here with me and you. Shout outs to you. I don't care where you're at. Making that money at work. Whether you're on the road, whether you're on good times, bad times, in between times, we're going to have a good ass time here for the next 3 hours. But this is a 4 hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can find me online. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. And the number here at CBS Sports Radio is real simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the first hour of the show, come on. Just what else is new? First hour of the show was about a quarterback. The first hour of the show was about Dak Prescott. The man who was taken in the fourth round in 2016, and it's now being reported as him and the Dallas Cowboys go into another year of trying to figure out his contract status. The Cowboys are between a rock and a hard place. You can't keep franchise tagging a guy. You eventually have to figure out a long-term deal. And even though the man broke his leg last year, broke his ankle, he still has leverage. So much leverage that Jane Slater of the NFL Network, she was on Dan Patrick's show, and she basically said, look, this man wants to get paid only second to Patrick Mahomes. Listen to what she said.
Now he's looking to be paid right behind Patrick Mahomes, a guy who's gone to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. Dak hasn't done that yet, so they feel like it's been a respectable offer. His camp believes that he needs to bear what the market value is, and they feel like this deal should have gotten done 2 years ago. So your problems with money aren't our problems. It's about respect. So there still is no change from last year and years past. There has to be some give by both sides in order to get this done. But I truly feel like they want to get it done. And as I was told by a team source, it feels, and their tone kind of went up a little bit more productive. But there still haven't been a lot of meaningful conversations.
Yeah, whatever. Jerry Jones, he screwed himself. Jerry Jones could have taken care of this 2 years ago before these quarterback salaries continued to go through the roof, before Patrick Mahomes won an MVP and then won a Super Bowl MVP and then became one of the more successful young quarterbacks ever and said, here, $45 million, pay me, $500 million, pay me. Jerry Jones could have had this situation taken care of. But this is just a case of somebody being greedy. Dak Prescott, this is somebody who was selected, as I told you, in the fourth round, 2016. Prior to that first franchise tag last year where he made $31 million, between 2016 and 2019, he made $3 million. And that's me rounding up. Okay, Jared Goff, in the same span, Jared Goff, selected number one overall, made $27 million. The Dallas Cowboys have got a whole lot of bang for their buck for paying a guy $3 million. And Jerry Jones wanted to play hard. Well, now you got to pay up. That's just what it is. And there's another quarterback in a similar situation. I don't even want to call it a similar situation, because I just told you about the accolades. I just told you about the results that a Patrick Mahomes received. And that, quite frankly, a Dak Prescott, he hasn't hit that same mark as a Mahomes. He hasn't consistently shown that same level of talent, even of a Watson. He has shown that he can be very good. I think he can move into a space where he's close to a Watson. That's how much I personally believe in Dak Prescott. But someone who has also been underpaid, this guy actually proved it. This man actually did win an NFL MVP. This man has been to the playoffs. He hasn't had the success of a Mahomes, but how many people do? And his name is Lamar Jackson. It's been said that between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, that they are currently far apart on what his contract looks like, his next contract. And now, where are the similarities between Lamar Jackson and Dak? Well, if you recall, Lamar Jackson was selected 32. He was the last player selected in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft. There's a whole lot there. This is someone who was the best player in college football. He sat in the draft room. It was almost embarrassing watching him sit there, and team after team bypassed him. It's like, this is the type of thing you don't want to watch for a young man just pretty much being embarrassed. This is what you sign up for. Get used to it. I hope you have thick skin, but that doesn't make it any easier to watch. Now, Dak Prescott, he ain't had no benefit of the doubt. He was selected in the fourth round. The guy's name was called and selected, and people were probably in the bathroom. That's just the reality of it. But being selected 32 overall and winning an MVP, Lamar Jackson, damn it, he's been underpaid to a certain degree as well. He wasn't selected number one overall. That goes to that Baker Mayfield guy. Sam Darnold was selected before him at number three. Josh Allen was selected before your MVP, Lamar, at number seven. And we sure as hell know that Josh Allen, he is balling out of control. But what has Lamar Jackson been getting? He has 1 year remaining on his original four-year deal, his rookie deal, that was worth just basically $9.5 to $10 million. He's supposed to make almost $2 million in base salary this year. So let's think about that. Deshaun Watson, $39, $40 million. Patrick Mahomes, $45 million. You know, some of these other great-ass quarterbacks, you know, $30, $35 million. If you're Tom Brady, you don't give a damn. You're just like, I need to win. Yeah, I can make $25 million. Lamar Jackson, $2 million. And so, yeah, you would think it's time to pay up. Eric DaCosta, the man who helps write the checks up in Baltimore. This is what he had to say after the season about Lamar Jackson deserving an extension.
Well, there's certainly a chance of that. And I will be talking to Lamar probably within the next 10 days or so. He's down in Florida. But we've got a great relationship. He's got a great relationship with this organization, and certainly deserves a contract. And our intention and my intention is to keep him in Baltimore for many, many years.
Look, I told you the Dallas Cowboys are between a rock and a hard place. And that's because Jerry Jones wanted to play hardball with a quarterback who was underpaid, who was the face of the franchise, someone who is reliable, dependable. It's not a coincidence. And it's not just because he's a Cowboy, but it's because people actually like him. He comes across as relatable. He doesn't come across as a jerk. That Dak Prescott can be in all of these commercials, that he can sell you yogurt and underwear and pillows and speakers. But he's a natural. Okay? And you can't look the gift horse in the mouth. And the Ravens, they've pretty much made the same type of commitment, and this is more importantly, to Lamar Jackson and his style. Because he ain't no stand back and throw it and then maybe run like a Dak Prescott. Lamar Jackson is someone, damn it, he gonna go out there and get it. He's gonna run. He's one of the more dynamic players in the NFL. He's one of the more dynamic quarterbacks. Okay? Is he the best pocket passer? No. Is he the best passing quarterback? No. No one is going to mistake him for being Peyton Manning at the line of scrimmage. No one is going to say that. But no one can deny his physical ability and what he can do as a disruptor on the field. It's just a matter of them getting over that hump and doing it in the playoffs. We saw what happened in that loss to the Bills. And yeah, we can talk about how the weather was bad. But the fact that this team is unfortunately one-dimensional, what's the threat? Lamar is the threat. And if you can eliminate that threat, then damn it, who's he throwing the ball to? Where are they going? You got a great defense. You have an electric quarterback. And if you stop him from being electric, then what do? You win. You have a better chance to win. The Bills were able to do it in the playoffs. Only scoring 3 points? Oh, man, the poor man he got knocked out cold, and that was pretty much it. Pick six, and that was the end of the game. Field goals missing and flying all over the place. You take away one dimension, it's over for the Ravens. But they're so deep into this investment with Lamar Jackson, they ain't no turning back now. All you can pretty much do is add weapons. It's also been reported that they ain't looking in like the first tier of wide receivers. If they bring on a wide receiver, it's going to be someone in a second tier type. It might be someone who's maybe a little older, maybe a T.Y. Hilton to go along with Hollywood Brown. And I don't know if that's going to be good enough. But one thing you can't deny is that Lamar Jackson and his talent has put this team in a position to win. Just as a regular season starter, Lamar Jackson, 30-7. And yes, we know when it counts. In the postseason, he just picked up his first victory this year. He's still 1-3, but you cannot deny what he brings to the table. And this isn't something that you just wake up tomorrow and say, well, you know what? We don't want a rushing quarterback anymore. We don't want a quarterback out here who we have to think about what he's going to do or where he's going to go. If you blow up a situation and don't pay or come to an agreement with Lamar Jackson, you're screwed. You're cooked. You're too far in. It's like saying, oh my goodness, I want to build a house, and saying, let's build a house. I want to build it. Let's build it out of bricks. It's like saying, let's build this house on bricks. And then when you get to the top of the roof, you change your mind and say, oh no, you know what? Let's just close it up with bricks. But the base, I want to make out of toothpicks now. It's too late. You got to rip the whole damn thread thing to shreds. You have to tear it all the way down. And that's where the Ravens are with Lamar Jackson. They are too deep. There ain't no going back. If you're not going to pay Lamar Jackson, you might as well just blow the entire franchise up. You might as well go for a new ideology. This is a team with Coach Harbaugh that will rush and run the ball down your throat. It's not a coincidence that 2 seasons ago, they set the all-time rushing record for an individual team. It's not a coincidence that Lamar Jackson set the rushing record for a quarterback. They're going to gash you. They're going to hit you on defense. the Ravens are almost as old school a football team with an electric quarterback that you will ever find. But they kind of have no choice. And Willie Snead, a wideout who is probably not going to return for the Ravens, he spoke out. And although I just told you the Ravens got no choice but to stick with Lamar, Willie Snead says, I think we all know this, Lamar has room to improve.
I just think he'll, you know, look back at the whole season, not just this game, the whole season, and he'll make those adjustments that he needs to do to be an elite quarterback. There is steps that he can take, better strides that he can take, and he knows that. And that's the competitor in him to want to get better each and every offseason to fix the little things that his game needs improvement on and continue to get better as a passer. I think if he knuckles down on that part of his game and really reaches his full potential in that area, man, the sky's the limit for Lamar, man. It's just a matter of time. So it's really on him. I think this game is going to be a wake-up call for him, hopefully this offseason. So we'll see what he does next year.
I can't wait to see what he does next year, because you can't deny Lamar Jackson's success. Half of the job is showing up. The other half is getting you there. A 30-7 record as a starter, as a quarterback? If I took away the name Lamar Jackson, who the hell wouldn't sign up for that? A 30-7 record? Being able to go to the postseason consecutive years? Let's think about this for a minute. If we just take away Lamar's complete name, and I said a quarterback gave you a record of 30-7, the quarterback won an MVP. The quarterback set a rushing record. The quarterback was a Pro Bowler. The running back, he might as well be a running back, but the quarterback was an All-Pro. I think most people would sign up for that. All he has to do is actually win in the playoffs, and I don't think that's all on him. I think the Ravens need to do a better job putting talent around him and diversifying the offense. I mean, Lamar basically told Rich Eisen the same damn thing earlier this year, that defenses, that they were adjusting to what the hell they were doing.
I feel, it's a lot of with schemes. You know, we're going against defenses. They calling out our plays, stuff like that. Like, they know what we're doing. So a lot of that, you know, sometimes, you know, stuff won't go our way if they beat us to the punch.
So you're hearing on the other side of the line of scrimmage the defense calling out your plays?
They definitely do. Like runs, stuff like that. Watch out for this, watch out for that. Sometimes that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's no surprise. He needs help. And this is why the Ravens, their issues are three-pronged. Lamar can get better. The play calling can be better. The players on the field around Lamar can be better. So at least there is more of a threat than, is Lamar going to take off and run for 80 yards? Everybody can be better. But when it comes to Lamar Jackson, the quarterback who's going to play for $2 million, your reigning NFL MVP, who's going, not reigning, last year, prior to Aaron Rodgers this season, this man's going to play for $2 million. His contemporaries are playing for $35 million and up. The Ravens are going to have to pay him. They have no choice. The success has been there for Lamar Jackson. Someone will say the injuries. Okay, well, damn it. Find me the injury. Is he going to eventually get cracked in the pocket, or is he going to be hurt going for a run? You got to pay him. This is the nature of the game. There have been no indicators to say that because of his style that he's going to be destroyed. Will he have the same career as he gets older? No, because of athleticism wanes. But for right now, he's not setting himself up for failure any more than any other quarterback. And he actually said this prior to them losing in the playoffs against the Bills. He's not worried about people who don't believe in him.
People gonna always talk, you know, no matter, you know, what you're doing in life, you know, you just got to keep that strong head, you know, keep your head on your shoulders and stay focused on what you're going to do. You know, keep that mentality like you're a dog, and don't really worry about the naysayers, you know, because it's going to always be them. No matter what you achieve in life, it's going to always be there. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, well, he's going to keep going. And I think the Ravens, they have no choice but to keep going with him. They can't afford to blow up the whole team, the whole roster, the whole philosophy. They will set themselves back forever for a long, long time. This is not a Dak Prescott situation, but the Ravens, they've been all in on Lamar, and they have to continue being all in on Lamar. Lamar has to get better. The Ravens have to get better. The play calling has to get better, and they really have no choice. Lamar Jackson is the bed that they have decided to bring home, and they got to lay in it. Enjoy that one. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lamar Jackson, eventually he is going to have to get paid. Do you believe that the Ravens should go all in on Lamar? I say this. They got no choice. You thought the Cowboys ain't have one with Dak? This team has no choice with Lamar. He will get paid. What do you think? Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The monster we're talking about right now, his name is Lamar Jackson. It's being reported that Lamar and the Ravens, that they are far apart in contract extension talks. This is someone who was selected last in the first round of the 2018 draft. He's playing on about $2 million a year. He's an MVP. His record in the regular season is absolutely ridiculous at 30-7, all-pro, record-setting quarterback on the ground. There's just so much. And the Ravens, they've basically been all in on him and his style. I mean, damn it, even the backups that they had, you can look at an RG3, even their backups were built for continuity purposes in the case that Lamar Jackson were to go down. We know last season, unfortunately, in a weird-ass COVID year, he tested positive for COVID. He missed time. But having said that, what more could you ask for besides playoff success? He's 1-3 in the playoffs. He just picked up the first win this season. They were unfortunately eliminated by the Buffalo Bills. And that's pretty much all he has to do to get over the hump. But getting there, that ain't something that everybody just walks around and does when you think about 32 teams in a league. I'd sign up for a quarterback who's going to be 30-7 and will get me to the show. Lamar needs to improve. The Ravens need to improve their play calling. And guess what? They also need to improve and diversify the skill players that are around him. But pay him. You're going to have to. You may not have to do it now, but eventually you will. The Ravens are going to have to pay up. What are your thoughts? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do the Ravens, do they have to go all in on Lamar Jackson? Do they have a choice? I say no. David, he's calling up from Baltimore. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think? Hey, David, you're live. David is no longer live. Let's go to Theo. Theo is calling up from Baltimore as well. Theo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
No points. First of all, they'll make a mistake getting rid of the Anquan Boldin player like Willie Snead. Second of all, he averages at least 3 game-changing missed throws every game he's played. We were on pins and needles since he came here. We hope he don't get hit. He got his bell rung last year and couldn't come back. They know he has trouble, and I don't understand if they knew that why they drafted him. He has trouble throwing long passes. Compare the average long pass, 40 yards or more, that he has over 3 years and what Joe Flacco had over 3 years. Now, different teams I know, they won't go on a whole hog with him, and if his people are expecting a Flacco-type contract, they're going to be sorely disappointed. They got a good quarterback behind them, Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley. Look at his long throws when he was in Notre Dame. So they may not go all in on him. They're going to pay him commensurately. But see, they're stuck, like you said, and they know it. They've got to let somebody who can air the ball out play. You're not going to win a championship when you throw 25 yards and then you miss throw half the guys you throw to,
okay.
And now they're starting to blame. Guess who they're blaming now? They're blaming the receivers. Well, now we got to get a receiver. It's not the play calling. It's the fact that they're stuck in the soup and they know it. And they are so embarrassed. They can't
Theo.
Say it. Now he can get better.
Okay, Theo. Well, let me ask you a question, Theo. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. And If I let you talk and just let you speak and just let you go and go, how long do you think you'd go for?
If you let me continue speaking, I might be speaking until the end of the show, but I can't do that. So the thing about
it is... Thank you, Theo, that we've been here for 2 minutes and counting now. You said a whole lot. I think I get the gist. Don't believe that they can win with this man. And now, having said that, I will thank you for joining us. I will talk to you soon, and I'm going to move on to Tom from Wisconsin. Thank you, Theo. From Baltimore. I get it. You don't think he's a winner. You don't think they'll win with him. Okay. I don't need you to talk to me for another 2.5 hours about it. Tom from Wisconsin. Tom, don't talk to me for 2.5 hours, but tell me what you think, Tom. Go ahead.
Thank you, JR. First, I want to say I love your show, and I appreciate that they put you on where I can reach you. And I just encourage you to continue what you do. Don't change. Just get better at what you do because it's really good. Now, as far as the Ravens, they have had to change and develop an entire offensive system around one of the most unique players that we have ever seen in the league. This man is such a talent, and I know that Harbaugh is very good at adjusting to the players that he has. I just don't know. I agree with David a little bit regarding his downfield passing.
Correct.
But I wonder how much of that has to do with continuing to adjust. And you stole some of my thunder, your play calling. And they're going to have to pay him. I mean, the man.
Yeah.
But...
Go ahead. Tom, and I'm going to finish up here. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Thank you for the kind words as well. I agree with you. Let's think about this realistically for a minute here. What team has a quarterback go 30-7, win an MVP, go to the playoffs consecutive times? The only thing that he has not done is have success in the playoffs. If you think that's the ceiling, then damn it, let's join a lot of folks. Let's look at Patrick Mahomes, or not Patrick Mahomes. Let's look at Aaron Rodgers. Let's look at Drew Brees. Let's think about the losses and the L's that unfortunately Rodgers has taken in NFC title games. Half of the job is to win enough games to get there. And that's why I say, okay, yeah, we can talk about, oh, well, he misses the passes here, and oh, well, he doesn't do this here, and oh, well, I don't do this here. Come on. Guys who can get you 30 wins, only 7 losses, guys who can compete for an MVP title, they don't grow on trees. They don't. Sometimes the alternative isn't better. In the NFL, I think you'd be hard-pressed to follow up. I'm going to take more of your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. Is Baltimore better off waiting to pay Lamar, or should they go all in on him? I think they got no choice.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Look, I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. I just hope you're being safe. If you're having a libation right now at this moment, I hope you are not operating a vehicle. I hope you are stationary. I hope you keep the lives of others, including yourselves, at the forefront of your mind. But why not? Have a libation. Do it safely. It's Tuesday night heading into Wednesday. Enjoy yourself. Okay? Listen, we're going to continue this conversation. We got a lot of people on the phone lines right now as we have this conversation about Lamar Jackson. Seems that he and the Baltimore Ravens are far apart on what they believe to be a legitimate contract negotiations. We know he was selected number 32 overall in 2018. And I think the Ravens, they are all in on this man. Their entire offensive system, their entire football identity is built off of the run game, which he possesses, and also the defense. This is ball control. This is run the clock with one of the more electric players in NFL history. He's extremely unique. He's not perfect. He's not your prototypical or stereotypical quarterback. He has unique skills and gifts. And the Ravens have built a squad around that. They got no choice but to be all in. So they can get away with paying him $2 million this year, maybe. But eventually, they're going to have to pay up. You can say what you want about him and his talent. Everybody, including him, involved in the situation, can improve. And I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to improve. It's not like they've been a bunch of losers. 30-7 in the regular season since he's taken over as a starter. Pretty damn good to me. Pretty damn good. Van, he's calling up from Pittsburgh. Van, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on him and his contract situation?
Man, JR, first off, man, great job. I love driving home and listening to you, but I got to check people out here that want to call my man for needing to approve. Let me drop a little science on y'all right quick. One quarterback went from touchdown to interception, 62-15, 62 touchdowns. 15 interceptions, 64% passing over the last 2 years. The other quarterback went 64 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 66% passing. Guess which one was Lamar Jackson? See, it doesn't matter because the other one was Patrick Mahomes. I ain't trying to hear these people saying he needs to get better. What y'all need to do is get him Mecole Hardman and the Cheetah and Travis Kelce and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That might help the situation out a little bit. But what Lamar Jackson does give y'all is 1,000 yards rushing as well. So I ain't trying to hear this. The Ravens ain't trying to pay him. Somebody upstairs need to find a checkbook, put a couple extra zeros on it, and get this man his money.
Okay. Well, Van, I guess, well, at the reverse, are you saying that Patrick Mahomes and his success is kind of strictly due to the players that are around him?
I wouldn't say strictly, but I would say this. There's a reason Tom Brady left New England because there wasn't nobody to throw the ball to. If
sure.
You put Mahomes in Chicago, okay, who's he going to throw the ball to? I'm just saying, it helps to have receivers that can make hay on the other end of the pass. Right
sure.
Now you look at Baltimore, who's he throwing the ball to?
Sure. So what would you say for the gentleman who called us up, in the last break and basically said how poor – of a passer that he is and that he's, you know, he couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. What would you say in response to that?
I'd invite him to Pittsburgh for this next season of Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Van. Appreciate you for calling up from the Steel City, okay?
Right on, man. Right on.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. We had to – listen, when you start talking about the AFC North, you might as well just throw jabs across at everybody. Everybody can get it. Steelers can get it. We know they're on the downside even if they bring back Ben. We can look at the Bengals. They got to wait for their quarterback, Burrow, to come back. The Browns, we hope that they stay alive and continue their ascent. And then meanwhile, you have the Ravens here with Lamar Jackson. It's like, can they get over the hump? Because the regular season success is there. But where you want it is at least go to the damn AFC championship game. Do that. It ain't easy. Brian is calling from Mississippi. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this man and his contract situation?
First off, here's to Taco Tuesday and libation. I'm just glad Theo's still not talking. But here nor there, your last caller took it out of me. I saw a stat today where, you know, you look at Mahomes and you look at Lamar Jackson, their QB rating, their touchdowns, Lamar even beats you know, Patrick Mahomes in some of those categories there, stat for stat all year. And Kansas City basically brought three Brinks trucks and backed it up to Patrick Mahomes' house and paid him. I think you've got to pay the man. And being, you know, bleeding black and gold, I would love to be in a situation where we could pay a quarterback. Well, right now, your topic last night, unfortunately, I wanted to call, but I couldn't because it hurts my heart. But, you know, you got to pay the man.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling up from Mississippi. That's the name of the game right now. We have all these quarterbacks in the league. Folks want to get paid. Folks aren't happy. People want trades. And some of these quarterbacks are just like, well, what? Who are you? You suck now. Like, come on, Jared Goff is going up into Detroit, and they're being very obvious. Coach Campbell now, Dan Campbell, everybody involved in the situation is being extremely clear that, yeah, we got Goff now, but okay, we might still go get another quarterback. We may draft one. You have Wentz going from Philadelphia to Indianapolis, and it's just like, oh, well, now he can pick things up. Maybe he won't be a crybaby. We got Russell Wilson saying, oh, well, I need help. Deshaun Watson saying, get me the hell up on out of here. Tua Tagovailoa, I don't even know if they want me. Sam Darnold, oh, yeah, I'd love to be a New York Jet for life. Well, I'm pretty sure the Jet management, I don't know if they'd necessarily be high on you. Bill Belichick looking for his next quarterback. Man, I can go on and on. Three quarters of the NFL. Three quarters, maybe more. Just the quarterback situation is just in flux. And then you got folks who are just kind of floating in quarterback purgatory. Like, who cares about Kirk Cousins? He's just floating in purgatory. Kyler Murray, you got to see if he can step up. Or Cliff Kingsbury could be on his way out the door. The Bears. Do the Bears know what a quarterback is? This is just the nature of the NFL right now. It is hilarious. It really is. Glenn is calling up from Pennsylvania. Glenn, what do you think the Ravens need to do with Lamar Jackson?
Well, I'll tell you, as a lifelong Steelers fan and watching what he can do against our defense, which I think has been at least better than average, I think they got to pay him. And the thing that came to me when you were talking, which was very enlightening, was I thought to myself, what if Mahomes had not had the success that he's had? Would people look at Lamar Jackson a little differently? And even one step further from that, look at the talent around Mahomes compared to the talent that's been around Lamar. And that 30-7 record, to me, you got to pay him whatever he wants. Man, I'll tell you what, as a Pittsburgh fan, and I love Big Ben, but if he wants to come back this year, we're going to take like a $19 million salary hit unless they can negotiate something with him. But, man, we would love to have him in Pittsburgh if Baltimore doesn't want to pay him.
Oh, damn. I'm sure. I know the Steelers are certainly looking for their next big thing. Thank you so much, Glenn, for calling from Pennsylvania. And that's the interesting part. There is no reason in the AFC North right now that the Ravens can't establish dominance as the Steelers try to figure out their long-term option at the quarterback position. The Browns, they should be a team on the rise, continuing what they started last year, getting to the playoffs. The Bengals, they obviously have a little bit more work in front of them as they try to support Joe Burrow. But the Ravens, they're the team that should be at the top of the division right now. The other squads are trying to figure things out, but it should be really between them and the Browns. The Steelers should be trying to just kind of kick and claw to be a part of the conversation. Steve is calling from Baltimore. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm great. Go ahead, Steve.
So first off, I don't like how everyone's comparing Lamar to Patrick Mahomes. First off, Patrick Mahomes is head and shoulders above Lamar. But second, let me ask you a question, JR. I personally don't think that Lamar will ever be able to win a Super Bowl, but I do think he'll be able to win a bunch of playoff games. Do you keep a quarterback who can win you playoff games every single year? Or if he's not going to win a Super Bowl, you let him go? What would you do in that situation?
I think I answered that. Half of the damn job is getting there and having an opportunity. There are a lot of quarterbacks, and this is something that Lamar Jackson said himself, because people are quick to say, well, what are you doing? Or, hey, what's wrong? How many people wake up out of bed and win an MVP in like their first or second full year? How many people do that? How many quarterbacks legitimately just go to the playoffs their first full years as a starter? How many people do that? How many quarterbacks set records? I mean, he has done things that a lot of quarterbacks can't even touch, but we want to hit the guy and criticize him. So when you say, like, oh, well, you want to pick him and just go to the playoffs, or if he can't get over the hump, like, he's still a kid.
I hear him. Okay. Thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Baltimore. Like, let's go through a list here of quarterbacks. We got quarterbacks who have come into the NFL and have disappeared since Lamar Jackson was selected. We have quarterbacks who have come into the league and who are just floating around in nothingness since he came into the league. I named you Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was selected in the same draft at number 3 overall. What the hell is going on with Sam Darnold in his career? Could you imagine if the New York Jets starting quarterback won an MVP? Come on. I'm going to continue taking your calls when we come back. What's the deal with Lamar Jackson? Do the Ravens need to be all in on him? More when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.